The Labor Department reports today that new jobless claims were up for the second week in a row last week, the latest sign of economic turmoil as the pandemic grinds on.
One of the people responsible for pulling the country out of that slump will be the next Treasury Secretary. So let's get more reaction now to President-elect Joe Biden's decision to nominate former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to that job. Mary Daly is president of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Welcome. It's nice to speak with you.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
And I know you have a personal relationship with Janet Yellen. We'll get to that. But first of all, policy. On day one at the Treasury Department, how big of a job will she have trying to prop up the U.S. economy?
Well, the Secretary of the Treasury is always a big job, but everyone who's a policymaker right now has a tremendous job. We have coronavirus, and we have to fight that first to get the economy back on track. So if she gets the position, she'll have a tremendous effort ahead of her. But she's up to the task.
Yeah, more than 20 million people are receiving some kind of unemployment aid. Hundreds of thousands of businesses have closed this year because of the pandemic. What do you think Janet Yellen will do or can do to stem the immediate economic pain of the pandemic that the federal government isn't doing now?
Well, let me not be specific about what policies the Secretary of the Treasury should take specifically, but let me tell you about what we need. Millions of Americans still don't have jobs. Millions of businesses still don't have the funding they need to get through the coronavirus. And millions of families don't have the income they need to bridge themselves through this pandemic. So I expect Janet Yellen, like every policymaker in the country, to focus on this all-hands-on-deck moment and fully bridge people through the crisis by providing income and support to them so that they can really get through this and be ready to re-engage in activity when the virus is behind us.
It sounds like, in so many words, you're suggesting a congressional relief package.
Well, I've been on record calling for more fiscal support for the past 3-4 months. So I think more fiscal support is needed. You know, when you think about what we need to do, it's building a bridge. I've said this more than once. But the length of the bridge is important, and we're not fully through the virus. We can see this in the surge in cases, and so we need to lengthen the bridge. The Federal Reserve's committed to do its part, and we need more fiscal agents to come in and do their part as well.
Well, in fact, you have worked closely with Yellen over the years, dating back to her time at the San Francisco Fed. And I know you've also considered her a mentor in the past. What is your personal reaction to her appointment and what it's been like to work with her?
Well, she's just a lovely person. She has everything you want in a person you would call a colleague, a mentor, a friend, a leader. She is incredibly smart, devoted to her work, a consummate public servant, and just always thinking about how can I do more to help others. And so for me, when I saw her appointment, I thought I can understand completely why they made that choice. And I completely support that. And if I want to be completely forthcoming, I did a big happy dance in Oakland, California, which I can do a rendition of if people ask me to.
We won't be able to see it, unfortunately, on the radio. But what kind of advice has she given you over the years? What has she told you?
Well, her advice is, you know, it's funny when I think about it, she's always come back to the same thing. You don't always know where your opportunities to contribute are, but if you put your head down and do your best, you'll have many of them in your life. And when you look back on a life of contribution, you will know that was a life well lived.
You don't need me to tell you that this is a historic nomination. She would be the first woman to become Secretary of the Treasury if she's confirmed. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to young girls and, frankly, the entire country?
Well, there's this line that people say, and it's really true. You can't be what you can't see. And when Janet took on chair of the Fed, women across the country, you could see it in their eyes. They were glassy-eyed and thinking, oh my gosh, that's an opportunity I didn't know I could have. And when she takes the Treasury Secretary, that's the same thing. People look at her and say, and they'll look at Kamala Harris and they'll say, oh my gosh, my opportunities are so much broader than I thought they were, and that's going to be a terrific day.
But the truth is, this is a very different job than the Fed chair. She's going to have to wade into political issues like she's never done before, things like economic inequality, climate change. Of course, she has mentioned those topics before, but never in this way when she'll be so closely tied to the White House and to the Biden administration. How do you think she's going to handle the politics of this job?
Janet's a consensus builder. And as a consensus builder, she approaches it every time the same way. She says, what are the facts? What are the facts everyone can agree on? And then we know reasonable people can disagree about the solutions, but how should we think about the best solution for the American people? That's her North Star. And then she just starts talking with people, and she's naturally collaborative. I think that's what really will serve Janet in this new role, whether it's political or not. She'll get outside of the political fray and come back down to the principles. What are the facts? What are the data? What's the best solution for the American people? And how do we build consensus to get there?
Mary Daly, President of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, thank you so much for your insight.
Thank you.